It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. I'm your host, Joe Canale. Sorry to those of you who are disappointed. And this is the, well, it's not daily, but we won't change that intro later anyway. I am joined, though, by my brother and our resident baseball expert, Mike Canale. Mike, introduce yourself.
Hey, Joe.
Again, you did it. Wow. This is the third time we've done this, and each time, or maybe the second, but he starts off with a cough or clearing his throat to begin with.
Maybe it's obviously a nervous tick.
Yeah, that you do right at the beginning.
So this doesn't air until after the Super Bowl?
No, yeah. See, you got to talk into the thing. That's the problem. God, thank God Antonucci isn't here as well. He also never talks into the microphone.
So this doesn't air until after the Super Bowl?
After the Super Bowl. Let's hear your breaking news.
Wait, why is that?
Because it's all Super Bowl stuff this week, and this is good. We're going to get back to baseball. I could put it up. All right, maybe I'll put it up sooner.
Jared Saltamacchia has announced his retirement.
The catcher?
Is that what
the Braves Rangers?
Wasn't he a Cub for a while?
Briefly, maybe. He announced his retirement now.
Yeah.
Well, that's good because that puts him at, 2024 eligibility for the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, right. 12-year veteran.
We were looking at that up.
Here's his quote. He fully expects to continue to give back to this game. And that's
what
I think we're all happy about.
Good. The salt we need. He's the Saltamacchia of the earth.
That's an interesting thing. Like, I played 12 years in the major leagues, right?
Yeah.
And most people have no idea who he is.
I have an idea who he is.
You're a sports junkie.
There it's good. But then other times it's not good. You're just, like, talking away from the microphone. I'm sorry that the whole thing's about you talking in the microphone, but people want to hear you.
So imagine, a guy who's played 12 years in the Major League Baseball has made millions.
I don't even have to. Gerald Saltamacchia. I'll just imagine him.
Yeah, but you know a lot about sports. Most people who are not like you.
He was a top prospect. First-round draft pick.
Do you think that your wife knows?
Traded for Mark Teixeira.
All of these things are right, but you're not letting me finish my point. What I'm trying to say is,
does anyone besides me know that?
Most people don't.
No. That's great.
But yes, but it's weird.
Why?
You have been at the pinnacle of something that many people want to do.
But as a catcher,
most people don't know who you are.
Especially as a catcher, they don't even know what you look like, really. That's
the
one rare position. See, in football, that's very common. Except for the fact that often when people see a guy who's like 6'8 and 260 pounds, they assume they used to play football.
See, but baseball gives the opportunity when they're hitting, though, Joe. Let's not forget about that.
Of course it does.
So people,
everyone
knows what, Yogi Berra looked like from when he hit.
But he was a celebrity afterwards.
So was Johnny Bench.
And Gary Carter. Kid Carter.
Was he a celebrity yet?
Sure, those 86 Mets with his golden curls. They weren't golden.
Was he the one? No, it was Hernandez and Daryl Strawberry got in a fight on picture day.
I don't know what day it was, but just...
It was picture day.
Okay. Oh, is it a fight over cocaine?
It might have been.
Well, they won the World Series, so it doesn't matter.
This is post-World Series. All right, what are we talking about?
We're talking about the Hall of Fame. They recently, let guys in, and some guys didn't get in. And we're going to be putting out an article about, next year. The opportunity is there, and we could talk about this a little bit, to just let in all the evil guys who deserve to get in. And Derek Jeter.
Now, when you're talking evil, there's a lot of evil guys.
About evil. I mean, all the verboten guys and all the assholes. Like, let's face it, Clemens and Bonds are Hall of Fame level assholes.
Schilling
also. Sheffield.
Kent is close.
Kent is up there as an asshole.
Sheffield was kind of an asshole. I'll tell you who's an asshole. Derek Jeter's an asshole.
Yes. Well, that's what I mean. Everybody hates him. It would be a hate fest. Manny Ramirez, the people who are there.
No, I bet you more people like Manny Ramirez than they like Derek Jeter.
Maybe.
Anymore.
Sosa. But these are all guys who are hated by fan bases.
They had moments in
imagine
their career.
The hate that they could have.
Yeah, that's true. It is an interesting group.
And then the Veterans Committee could let in Rose and Shoeless Joe.
Well, they can't let them in the same year. But in your fantasy, they can.
Ah.
They can't because
the different veteran committees meet at different times. Well, actually, maybe one of them can get in with A-Rod. You're going to have to let the rest of them in, the A-Rod, Ortiz's, and whatnot at another point.
There's a famous, well, Shula Show's a good one. Dave Kingman's a world-class asshole, apparently, from what
I've
read.
Yes, but I think guys also have to be Hall of Fame worthy, and I don't think Kingman
wasn't. There was another guy who played in the aughts. It was a guy named Hal Chase. Have you ever heard of him?
Oh, sure. He was a Yankee. He was very racist.
He was very racist. He was as crooked as they came.
Yeah, he was a Ty Cobb contemporary in every way.
But I think he was a much worse because
person.
He was everything that is wrong about everyone.
Yeah, and he wasn't good enough to be a Hall of Famer.
And he was not good enough to be a Hall of Famer.
I don't know if he was as bad as that. Wasn't he in a gambling scandal? He threw games, perhaps, maybe.
Yeah, and he never got thrown out of baseball, which is weird.
Yeah, yeah.
They should make a movie about him.
Who knows who Hal Chase is, though?
Yeah, but it's... No, nobody does. But nobody knew who Joe Jackson was either when Eight Men Out came out. Everyone knew that. they should have scored that movie with him. That would have been a good idea.
Joe Jackson. Is he actually Simply Red under a different name?
Oh, you know what I'm thinking of?
Squeeze?
Squeeze is great. No, I'm thinking of... who's that guy?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
I wish. Is he still alive? Remember Grandma used to play him.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Engelbert Humperdinck. God, we could talk about the Knicks if you want to.
No, we're still talking about... This is a Hall of Fame. We're not talking about the Knicks.
Oh,
why do you want to talk about the... This is a not...
Because I've gotten all these... I'm having problems...
Focusing?
I've got a lot of...
Well, let's just talk about, briefly, the guys who got in. Because it's basically...
Daydreaming about the Knicks' future.
Why are you interrupting this baseball thing with Knicks talk?
I don't know.
The Knicks, because you think the Knicks aren't getting Anthony Davis. He's going to the Lakers. And by the time people hear this, it may already be done because the trade deadline will have passed. So Edgar Martinez got in on his last year.
Shouldn't have been him. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
If Baines is a Hall of Famer.
Yes, that's the truth.
But if Baines is, there's 100 guys now. That's the problem.
It's a shame.
What you've done is you've opened the door for the cronyism of Reinsdorf. And it's going to, like, because in 100 years, history won't remember that the greatest steroid apologist was Tony La Russa. They'll just be like, look at all these Hall of Famers around him. And then be like, why are all his Hall of Famers shitty numbers?
This is not unprecedented in baseball voting history. This has happened in the past. In the 1930s, the Cardinals were a great team.
Enos Slaughter?
No. Slaughter was from the 40s and 50s.
So Honus Wagner?
Nope. No, he was the Pirates, and that was the 1900s and 1910s.
I'm thinking about the second baseman who's very good.
Nat Blasjewi?
No, Cardinal.
Frankie Frisch.
Yeah.
And Rogers Hornsby.
Hornsby's who I was thinking
of. So Hornsby kind of predated this group. Frisch is who I was about to bring up. So he's a Hall of Famer from that era. Dizzy Dean.
Dizzy Dean more of a celebrity than a great player?
No, well, he what? Really?
Well, I mean, is he as good? Well,
he retired early because he got hurt.
Oh,
but he had a couple of monster years.
Oh, did he?
He was almost like Koufax, but with even less of a
prime.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Right. Well, less of a career.
Yeah.
But he's a Hall of Famer because he had... You should look him up. He had some huge years.
I'm not going to look him up.
All right.
We don't want to get too far back.
Anyway, so the Cardinals were great in the 30s. They were a good group. Frankie, probably led by Frisch. So he was on the Veterans Committee.
Oh.
He was a Hall of Famer. He was on the Veterans Committee. A lot of his teammates
got
voted in.
Ah, what a crock.
Then... And now, and this is one that benefits a Yankee, and one of my all-time favorites, Rizzuto got in when some of his buddies were on the
Veterans Committee.
Pee Wee Reese was on the Veterans Committee. I think that Yogi was on the Veterans Committee at that time. Maybe
Frank White.
Yeah, maybe even Whitey Ford. No.
That would be crazy.
So I... Like these
and Rizzuto is marginal too,
Rizzuto is completely marginal, even though he won an MVP. Harold Baines never won an MVP.
Yeah, but Zolio Versiles won an MVP.
Sure, but Zolio Versiles never won like 8 World Series either.
No.
No. The heart and soul in some ways. I mean, he was the best.
Heart and soul. He wrote that song, too.
He did write that song.
Rizzuto wrote Heart and Soul. Yeah, so this has happened a lot, but now it's happening to La Russa's cronies.
I
don't like it.
I mean, this is the way it's going to be, and then, you know.
Well, but the other guys who got... Edgar Martinez, you don't think he should have gotten in?
Again, with Baines in, now he... Yes.
Is Frank Thomas better than him?
Much. Come on.
More walks.
And also, Frank Thomas played half his... Martinez played some years at third base, but...
Not much. Not
Frank Thomas played half of his career at first base.
Oh, he did? And he was a good athlete. He was a good athlete. He played tight end at Auburn, right?
I mean, he's nowhere near the... Baines is nowhere near where Frank Thomas was.
No.
His on-base percentage...
Baines isn't. Martinez, though, is... I mean...
Oh, yeah. Martinez is closer, but he still...
I mean, I'm looking. Martinez has a 933 OPS. That is career.
Really?
Yeah, man. 933. 418 on base, 515
what's
slugging.
What's his OPS plus?
OPS plus 147, man.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
That is pretty high. What's Frank Thomas's?
I don't have that, man. Well, all right, I'll look it up. And then the Veterans Committee. Yeah, when you look at the Veterans Committees, like, Harold Baines' OPS is 820.
Which... in the 80s, wasn't the worst.
No, because they didn't walk quite as much.
That's
all the
not
guys,
like when
Ricky
Edgar
Henderson.
Played. Right, right.
Yeah, all right. I guess I could. No, I don't want to go away from my page.
No, forget it.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, I don't necessarily know if Martinez belongs in, but if Baines is in, then Martinez belongs in because he's better than Baines.
All right.
But Baines doesn't belong in, so I think Martinez doesn't belong in.
Okay.
McGuire belongs in way more than Martinez belongs in.
More than Edgar Martinez?
Palmeiro belongs in.
Just
because
they
Edgar
played
Martinez.
First base?
No. Because of because
their numbers
homers,
are better.
You know.
That's good. You're talking into that. Come on.
Palmeiro's hits and
yeah,
homers.
Well, Palmeiro, you're right, but I mean, he like, well, that's leading up. Now Palmeiro has to, he's off.
So is McGuire.
They're both off the ballot, and Sammy Sosa was close. So those guys will have to get in the in my A-Rod scenario later on. They'll get let in down the line.
So you think A-Rod's not going to be a Hall of Famer by the writers?
Oh, if not, if these other guys are. Aren't.
Well, he even said it. He's like, they're the...
Yeah, he wants them to get in, so he gets
I've said this, though. Did I say this to you? A-Rod's different than Clemens, and he's different than Bonds, in that he has become a more likable character
he has
after retirement.
Much different.
And that's a different thing.
True.
Because I imagine if Schilling didn't become this psychotic, didn't become the Ted Nugent of baseball.
Not become, he was. Well, who knows? Who
but
knows what turned him
knew
that way?
Is what he was like.
Right.
I mean, Ted Nugent wrote some awesome songs too.
Yes. About killing people
and like beating up women and stuff. I mean, he was
Stranglehold. Yeah.
Stranglehold's a good song, though.
It's a good, but
the guitar in that song is so good.
Yeah. It's like Michael Jackson. It's hard to listen to any of his music now.
Oh, yeah.
That whole thing. Let's not get too far
we
down
didn't,
that
But
road.
Everybody knew about that, though.
True. But,
you know,
yeah, you're
thing.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
you
to,
know,
to pretend that this is going to, yeah,
this is
the
something
tide.
We've known forever. Now
right.
that it's...
Now that it's what?
Wait, what are we talking about?
I was getting you back on your point, which
was... What
was
my point?
Your point was that now that we know, like, we can't pretend that we didn't know this stuff before.
Oh,
now that
God.
It's in your face, I was saying... Like the Ray Rice thing.
Ray Rice. Imagine, you know, those guys from the 50s, the Yankees.
Oh, yes.
The
all
Yankees
the fights
the
they got in and God knows what else.
They called themselves carousers. What they, that means
yeah,
they
rapists.
Were, yeah, they were monsters.
Well, who knows what they were. We shouldn't say those
no,
things, but they were monsters.
We
can say monsters without saying the other thing.
They were drinking. They
drinking.
Were probably fighting. They
oh,
were
definitely
yeah,
fighting.
I mean,
Billy Martin got in fights all the time, apparently. And they were protected by the press back then. It was a different
it
was thing.
Very, very different.
Because they would drink with those guys.
Right.
But no longer. Now Roy Halladay, he passed away. Was it a plane crash or
it
a
was.
Boat?
It was a plane crash.
Okay. There's been a number of guys. Not Yordano Ventura, the guy from Kansas City.
Who?
Died in a car crash. Didn't a guy from Kansas City, like a pitcher...
I don't
passed away. a young pitcher. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
and then also Fernandez in Miami.
And then there was a
top prospect for the Cardinals also passed away in a car crash.
Do you remember Corey Lytle?
Corey Lytle, yeah.
Pitched for the Yankees, pitched for the Phillies.
Yeah.
Died in a plane crash.
Oh, private plane?
Yep. He crashed into, I want to say it was a building in New York City.
Oh, geez.
It was like a one passenger plane.
Kind
of like the Halliday one.
Yes. Well.
Shame. Just a shame.
Well, that soccer player recently.
Oh, that was two people piloting it.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
And let's not forget about John Denver.
Yes. Sunshine on Your Shoulder makes you cry.
Great songwriter. One of the best, I would say.
Okay. One of the best to go on a plane crash. And that's a big list, too.
Sadly, a huge list.
Some of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Mariano Rivera, obviously. What do you think about him being in unanimous? Does it matter? Does it
no,
anything?
It doesn't matter.
A couple of interesting things for him. Last guy to get to wear 42.
Yep.
And first guy to be unanimous.
Well, there's no one... It's weird that he's unanimous because there's players who have been far more important. I mean, how did Hank Aaron not become unanimous?
Babe Ruth, that's insane. Willie Mays, Ricky Henderson.
They didn't know what the Hall of Fame was back then.
True.
And, you know, that was like, what, 1936?
Yeah.
There was a lot of people probably voting at that time who still believed the home run was ridiculous.
Right. Yes, and didn't because like it.
Because there was a lot of people from the Ty Cobb era
right.
who hated the home run.
Yes.
So I could see Ruth not getting
sure. Like he ruined the game.
Yeah, right. But, how did Ricky Henderson?
Yeah. I feel like Henderson and up. As good as Henderson and up should be unanimous.
It doesn't make sense to me. How is Cal Ripken not unanimous?
Right.
Even thinking about from like 1980 on.
Yeah.
How is Johnny Bench not unanimous?
Mike Schmidt, George.
How does Joe Morgan?
Yeah.
I can see Joe Morgan not being unanimous because he had some really bad years, even though he had such amazing years. I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but.
Yeah, he played too long.
That might be Ricky's thing. Maybe. I don't know what it is with these guys. I mean, you think Albert Pujols should be unanimous?
Maybe.
Why? How could he not be? Because he had these down years in Anaheim?
And because he's associated with the greatest steroid apologist in the history of the game.
Who?
Tony La Russa.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, a 38th round draft pick? Suddenly is the greatest hitter in the league at age whatever. Now, he's probably 8 years older than he says, and that's a problem.
Oh, Pujols?
Yeah, because he came up. It's like, wait, this kid's 18 or whatever he was?
Yeah, he was enormous.
And maybe he was supposed to be older when he came up.
I think he was like 22.
22 when he came
because
up,
he went
but
to
he
like,
was probably
but he
24.
But he went to like a community college or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're right. Well,
Chemistry University.
Mike Piazza's the same way.
Oh, yeah, he was drafted as a favor.
Right.
You know, to Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. How does Bonds not get in when all these other guys get in?
Yes.
Again, when Bonds was like a
Pudge Rodriguez.
Bagwell.
Anybody who, yes. Anyone in the state of Texas.
Biggio.
Yeah. Anybody who bordered Mexico had access to the.
Oh, yeah.
The good testosterone.
Who else?
That doesn't matter. Canseco, he's not in. Palmeiro was down there.
He should have been in.
Ruben Sierra.
So stupid. These
Julio
people.
Franco. All those teams looked ripped. They looked like softball teams. Was it Palmer?
Yeah.
Something Palmer?
Dean Palmer.
Yeah. Like all those guys were,
they were
furious
huge.
Douchebags.
Yeah.
Speaking of furious douchebags, so just briefly, looking at next year, what a shitty year other than...
Jeter.
Because other than Jeter, I'll just quickly go through these names. Bobby Abreu.
No,
consistent,
but he's good, though.
Josh Beckett. Asshole.
Absolutely,
that may come
no.
up later.
Yeah, yeah.
Eric Chavez. No.
No
Too
way.
Injured. Adam Dunn.
No way.
Rafael Furcal.
No way.
Giambi.
No.
He's the second
like,
best player so far.
Giambi's second best player.
Other than Jeter. Canerco, poor man.
No way.
Cliff Lee and Soriano. Soriano might be the third best career on that list.
But he's not getting in.
No.
There's no way he's getting in.
And neither is Giambi if those other guys
no.
aren't getting in.
All right, so Jeter is the only one.
That's it.
And most of those people might fall off the ballot the first
You're
year.
Saying that they could all go down less than 5%.
I think all of them probably will.
So do you think Jeter's the only guy who gets in, or do you also think like Larry Walker, Omar Vizquel and Curt Schilling.
Oh, next year?
Because those guys have, so three guys have 60, Schilling, Clemens, Bonds.
I mean, next year is a huge year for Clemens and Bonds.
Yeah, because, well, look at the amount of, like, so everybody voted for Rivera. So that slot's open on everybody's ballot.
Yeah.
Now, well, do they choose to fill it? Like, who's going to vote for him now who hasn't before?
Well, there's five slots that are gone from that were getting a significant number of votes.
Because of McGriff.
McGriff is the fifth.
Who had 40%.
Also should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Absolutely should be in the Hall of Fame if Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. Harold Baines has just opened the door for mediocrity.
Oh.
Not even mediocrity, but like, you know.
No, yeah, right. Not
better than average, but
just players ever. Still,
one of the great. He's one of the 500 greatest.
Yes,
but we want the 300 greatest.
Right, right.
And that's really the line, because that's 100. That's 150 guys in between him and the Hall of Fame.
And that's a huge number.
Yes, it's 50% of who's already in.
Yeah, Abreu. Abreu was a good player. Giambi had some great years. No, I don't think any of those guys are going to stay on the ballot.
No, and then
so next year is the biggest year for the asshole triumvirate.
Yes, the big three assholes.
And here's the thing. Yes, they had been during their careers assholes. Schilling continues to be one. The other two are mostly. They're
quiet,
which I think is great.
Bonds tried them. To, you know, he did his bit, being a, you know, the coach of the Marlins, hitting coach.
He was?
Yeah.
With Mattingly as the head coach?
Yeah, under Mattingly.
Did Bonds quit?
I think after 1 year, it didn't work out. Yeah.
See, he's one of those guys. I bet
he's too good.
He's too good. It's hard.
No one can. Yeah, it's like you have to be able to see the ball as good as him for him to coach
you. That is a good question. How many of the greatest ever were also good coaches in any sport?
Bill Russell.
He was a player coach.
Yeah, but I mean, is that even harder?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. I'll give you that one. That's
I guess it was just like being the captain of the team, and that was a team that ran itself, I suppose, at that point. Is that what you're getting at?
I am. I'm trying to
also
think of
also the first African-American coach in the NBA, though, at the time.
Was he the first African-American coach in any sport? I believe he may have been in this country.
Wow. So
I think
imagine
was.
That. And in Boston.
So then now, yes, after hearing all that, he definitely gets... That he
Frank Robinson was not a great coach, but did he win a championship?
Let's at least say the coach has to have played in a championship game or near.
Well, Steve Kerr, you could say that about for great players. He's not a great player.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Listen, Harold Baines are better.
Sure.
Harold
Hall of Fame, a Hall
right.
of Famer in
who is
any
also,
sport.
Who as a player.
As a player.
Who was also good as a coach.
Mike Ditka won a championship, and he was a Hall of Fame player.
Mike Ditka. Lenny Wilkins.
Well, we go a lot of football. What's his name?
Lenny Wilkins is a basketball player. Oh, you want to start football
Lenny
first.
Wilkins won it with the Sonics.
Yeah. And is in the Hall of Fame.
Who's the coach of the Colts who won when Manning was there? Dungy.
But
although
he's
not a Hall of Fame player.
He was a championship, but he was just a piece on those Steelers teams.
right.
Yeah,
right.
No great ones, and certainly no quarterbacks.
No.
No. It's a lot of backup catchers
now,
in the majors.
College is a little different.
Joe Torre won an MVP.
Yeah, and he was sort of almost borderline as a player.
Was Leo DeRocher a good player?
No.
Was there a Cardinal coach who was also a good player or something like that at some point?
Whitey Herzog?
No.
Casey Stengel was an okay player.
Billy Martin was an okay player. No,
they were
even.
The same, actually, those two. Okay.
Yogi Berra, did he take a team to the World Series?
No. But you know who did? Gil Hodges, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
All right. It's difficult, point being.
It's hard. It's really hard. Soccer?
Larry Bird was pretty good.
Zinedine Zidane.
Yes. Soccer, you might actually
one.
See it more
because
you have to be more, I think, on the field. You have to be more tactical. just playing.
Yes.
Like, and you like, have to be a everybody has to be like a coach when you're playing. Not everyone, but a midfielder does.
Yes.
Like a striker can, you know, kind of.
Right. Yes, you're absolutely right. At midfield and back, a defender can.
Right. Because a midfielder is almost like an offensive line, the way your lines have to be even and everything, the symmetry that has to happen.
Yes.
So in that way, I think you can have the greats. Wasn't Krauf an okay?
He was a great coach.
Yeah.
He's one of the great coaches.
There you go.
That's Pep Guardiola's mentor's hero.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You don't know. They have a great relationship. Krauf was the one who pulled Pep from the Barcelona B team and brought him onto the A team.
Wow.
And he was the anchor. He was the Xavi. He was the Iniesta.
Oh, really?
Before those guys.
Really?
On Krauf's, the team that.
Wow.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Again, probably because of his tactical, talking to his tactical ability.
Yes, Pep's considered one of the greater players of his era.
Didn't know that. Well, there you go. So soccer kind of defies it.
Soccer does defy it.
All right. Now, that was a digression, and that's okay.
Jason Kidd? No, not yet.
No, he didn't. Basketball is interesting, though, because you can have a guy. I feel like, although, you know, McHale failed.
You did say Bird.
Bird is about as close, yeah. And he had Jordan to go up against. Riley was a good player, I guess, but he was more of a, in the NBA, he wasn't a star.
It's hard. I want to, like, look at that tonight.
Yeah. I think Derrick Rose will be a great coach. I'm kidding. All right, back to my final baseball thought. So this is my thought for next year. I know I'm getting a little ahead of things, but. But next year, what about all these assholes get in at once? So Clemens is in, Bonds is in, Schilling is in. You can add other guys. Jeff Kent, I think, is in because he will make Bonds angry.
Yeah.
Gary Sheffield, you think he has the numbers to get in, right?
Oh, for sure. 500
And he's
homers.
Hated by people as
Especially
a steroid
early,
cheat.
Yeah,
yes.
A steroid cheat, and early in his career, he was
very
also
hated,
like,
very cocky. Sammy Sosa.
I mean, I sat behind a guy who an entire game.
Uh-huh. Just railed on Sosa.
That this was after. Remember, not only did Sosa use steroids, but remember he had the corked bat?
Oh, yes.
So this guy booed him the entire game. And I remember being like, hey, man, why are you booing him so much? He's like, my son loved him.
Oh, God.
And he's a cheat.
Jesus. Manny Ramirez.
Completely.
So get him
same.
In there, too.
Same.
So all those guys are super self-absorbed. How many is that? Six?
I think I have seven.
No, we haven't said Jeter yet.
Oh, for
so
sure.
So Schilling, Clemens, Bonds, Ramirez, Schilling. Kent, and Sheffield.
Six.
And Sosa.
Seven.
It was
so
that's seven guys. And then Jeter, who's hated as well in a totally different way.
Jeter's a guy.
He's hated differently. He's hated kind of like. And then you have like A-Rod, who's hated like Jeter is and like these other guys are.
But I'm going to disagree with you there. I think A-Rod and Jeter have flipped over the years.
Maybe.
A-Rod was definitely the more hated player.
Oh, yes.
But I think post. His relationship with J-Lo, people love him for
true.
That.
True, and he has shown some humility. And Jeter
complete humility.
Has been like a bad owner.
Terrible.
Except to the Yankees.
Yeah, right. Yeah, thank you, Giancarlo. A-Rod is like lovable now.
Maybe,
and he is a good broadcaster.
He is. Well, that also helps. Again, being a star at something, you know, he's talented.
He's
talent
like,
wins
he's like
out.
Romo. He's got a ton of charisma.
Yeah.
And he knows the game. He's like predicting stuff.
That's true.
He's great. And
so that's eight guys in on that list. Those seven guys and Jeter. Now that means Larry Walker and Vizquel get kind of screwed.
Unfortunately, they're
because
not
they're not
it.
Big enough assholes.
No,
for
both
me.
Seem to be decent guys.
And I know Larry Walker and Todd Helton will be on the ballot together as teammates, but they can get in the other year. They can get in later on. So that's my vote, is to have like an all asshole, because do you know, I mean, the coverage of that would be incredible. That would be the speeches of all those guys. You wouldn't want to see Schilling's speech followed by Clemens' speech, followed by Bonds' speech, followed by Jeff Kent's speech.
Oh, yeah.
You know, And then you got Jeter, or you make Jeter go first, and then all these other guys rip on Jeter for being just like a lame-o.
Yes. Oh, what a terrible personality.
I mean, I'm not sure what the running order you'd put together for that is. You might have Sosa go first, just because
Sosa definitely
he's
going to
smile
first.
Through the whole
he's,
thing.
He's going to be completely oblivious.
I feel like he thinks
it's the first year on his own.
Yes, you're right. Sosa goes up, and because he keeps it light, because he doesn't realize that this he's in with all the evil guys. Maybe Sheffield, because he's just lower profile, ultimately. You know, Pettit's there, too, but I feel like Pettit wasn't good enough.
No. Well, Pettit wasn't. Pettit's a borderline to me. He's Jack Morris of his generation. Big games in the playoffs.
Lots of big games in the playoffs.
High ERA. Played on good teams.
I mean, who goes last? I think your final three are definitely Schilling, Clemens, and Bonds.
I
think it's Schilling before Clemens and Bonds.
Well, then Bonds has to be last.
So Schilling, because, and then Clemens, and then Bonds.
Because at least Bonds is a more interesting guy than Clemens.
True.
He has to be last.
Clemens is probably going to be a palate cleanser from Schilling, where people are going to be shocked from some of the stuff.
Right, yeah,
and
then
Clemens can be like, you know, I'm from Texas, and even I don't believe all that shit.
right, yeah.
He
can
win some people back by just not being as big an asshole as Schilling.
Right, he's going to be beloved. Anyone who follows Schilling
and ultimately, Bonds can give kind of his Michael Jordan-type speech, except he deserves to give it that way. Like, Jordan gave that speech, and it was like, we've always said you were the greatest.
Yes.
Every minute of no one ever criticized how great you were.
That's how fucking crazy Jordan is.
Yes.
That he's still...
And you know
the guy who's the greatest player maybe in American sports history,
but
he still had to go after his enemies.
You know, Tom Brady has a little of that, but to me, it's the whiny, white, entitled version of Jordan.
Yes, and he's not nearly the personality Jordan is.
No, and he's like, yeah, we're still here. Did you see his chance?
He's such a nerd.
Awful.
Jordan was cool.
Yeah.
You know, psychotic, but absolutely
right.
Cool.
Well, he was probably lucky we didn't have as much information on him too. But yes,
yeah. Except for the Jordan rules.
Yeah. Manny Ramirez would have to go.
So, all right. So here's who you go first.
Okay.
You got Sosa first.
Sosa first.
Kent second.
Yeah.
So you got to get an asshole like Sosa. Sosa, who is definitely. Sosa's a different kind of asshole, but then you get like a legitimate asshole.
Yes.
And so Kent's a good asshole.
And he's going to go and he'll lay some, because he probably has a lot of steroid resentment.
Yes.
I would guess.
But he might have been a user.
Who knows? But
then,
yeah.
Then I think Manny third.
No, I think you go Sheffield third.
Oh, yeah, Sheffield third.
Because Manny, now you're getting into, at that point, where's Jeter and all
so
this?
So Sheffield comes out good. I'll tell you Jeter in a second.
So Sheffield after
Sheffield's good
Kent.
After Sheffield will come off light after
right,
Kent, and
right.
People will like Sheffield will have that Clemens role where people
right,
will like
yes.
him more.
Yes. So now we've got So we still have Jeter, right. Manny, Bonds,
so,
Clemens.
So now we do Manny.
Now Manny. Okay.
So now Manny. Manny's, you know.
Again, yeah.
Manny will just kind of say a few things. He'll be like, what's his name? Who's that guy who's on the Raiders and the.
Art Shell?
No. The running back. And he was also on the Seahawks.
Marshawn Lynch, yeah.
Manny's a little like Marshawn Lynch, where he won't say much.
Yep.
People will like it.
Exactly.
All right. So now we're.
And he'll light up a blunt.
So there's 10, 9, 8, 7. So now we're at 6.
Yeah.
So who do we have left?
Jeter. We have the greats. Well, and Schilling. Jeter, Clemens, Bonds, and Schilling.
Then how many did we have?
8.
Did we get everybody there? We got
you
the
did
one.
Manny,
okay.
Kent.
Okay, so we have 4 left.
Right. Sheffield and Sammy.
So it's Jeter's next.
Jeter's next.
Yeah,
okay.
Jeter's
so
got to be next.
And this is kind of like the highlight thing. Everyone.
Although, let me tell you something.
Okay.
Maybe it's Clemens. No. Maybe it's Schilling, then Jeter, then Clemens, then Bonds. Because Jeter always seems to be lucky following somebody.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So that's how it has to be, because he's been lucky. I mean,
people will just be happy to have Schilling off.
Right.
And then some people will leave for Clemens and Bonds.
Right.
The purists will leave for Clemens, and then the racists will leave for Bonds.
That's exactly right. Yes, there's some one person didn't vote for Bonds and did vote for Clemens. I want to know who that
yes.
was.
Yes. Because well, it may not have. It may have been a variety. There may have been, but you're probably right. There probably
that
no.
Bob,
there's two.
That
Clemens had two more votes.
He had two more votes.
Martinez and Halliday had the exact same amount of votes, but I'm guessing they were on some different ballots.
Wow, I don't think Halliday was a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, if things are go between like first ballot,
no, yes.
Do you think that? I mean, was Halliday better than?
He wasn't better than Messina career wise.
Not career wise. He had a couple of you know Cy Young years, and but neither of them won a World Series.
No. Well, he had a no hitter in the playoffs, which is a big deal, and a perfect game outside of it.
I remember that. You know, poor Messina was a. Weren't you at that game?
No, I was at the first two games of that series.
You missed that one. I watched that game.
Oh, yeah, I watched it, too.
Oh,
I watched it back at home because we had been in Boston for the two games before.
It's worth, if you can look up, they interviewed Messina right after the game.
Oh,
he was so angry.
I bet.
He was so pissed off, and I loved it. Somebody was like, so how do you feel? He's like, well, how do you think I feel? You know what I mean? Like, he owned
Carl
it.
Carl Everett, too.
Oh, Carl Everett, what a jerk. Oh, too bad he wasn't good enough to make this list.
He should have thrown him an Ephus pitch.
One of those.
Everett's the kind of guy who would whiff hard on one of those. Oh, well. All right, we got too deep in the Yankee weeds. All right, I hope this is still recording. Yes, it is. Okay. Thank you for the Hall of Fame talk. I don't know when this is going to go up, either this week, before the Super Bowl, or after the Super Bowl. Either way, what is your Super Bowl pick so that you have it?
All right. Rams 67, Patriots 63.
Wow. Oh.
4,000 yards.
Wow. Of offense.
Of offense. 4,000 yards of defense.
Just interception returns.
Rams 24.
Oh, that's kind of a low scoring one. If you're thinking the Rams are going to win.
Rams 24. Yes, here we go. Rams 24, Patriots 18.
18.
Ndamukong Suh, two sacks.
Oh, yeah.
And a fumble caused.
Nice. And a fumble.
And a fumble.
After he recovers it and fumbles
yes.
it. I hope Suh has a huge game. I don't want to pick because I have a vested interest. It's just so hard to pick against the Patriots, but they did lose last year. It would be great if Brady went out losing these Super Bowls, like never wins another one, you know, just loses last year's and loses this year's.
Oh, that would be great.
I'd like it to be a blowout, actually.
Wasn't last year kind of a blowout?
No, it was a tight game.
It was?
Yeah, very close, I think. It was a good game. But, you know, Bears fans are talking like if they had won that game, they'd be in the Super Bowl. They had two more games to play.
Against good teams.
Yeah.
And the Rams.
I'm going to say the same score
and then
as you.
They had the Saints.
Yeah.
24-18?
Yes. No, 24-17.
Oh, 24-17.
All right. Oh, this was longer than I thought it would be. It really seems like it.
Yeah.
All right. Good times.
Bye.